This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State lawmakers are pushing back against federal efforts to keep a coal plant open in northwest Colorado. Ray Solomon reports.
The Trump administration ordered the coal plant in Craig to stay open the day before it was scheduled to close. The Craig 1 plant was closing for economic reasons and to help fulfill state clean energy goals. A Democratic bill would mandate advanced pollution controls at coal plants and create low-cost financing to pay for it. The proposal would also require public transparency about the costs of running coal plants past their retirement dates. Representative Jenny Wilford is a Maine sponsor.
What we're trying to do is make it really clear how much this is costing taxpayers in the state. This is so unprecedented, right, for the Trump administration to intervene in the state's ability to set our own clean energy future and our own goals.
The owners of the plant have asked the Trump administration to reverse the order, and Colorado's attorney general is challenging it in federal court. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
After witnessing civil unrest in Mexico, some Coloradans in the tourist city of Puerto Vallarta say things are slowly returning to normal. Connie and Dan Whalen live in Grand Junction.
Some of the restaurants are starting to open, but the problem is having enough food. The lines, when we went down earlier today, were, you know, block and a half long. And so I imagine a lot of them have run out of food and a lot of the roads aren't open yet.
The Whalens were making their first trip to Puerto Vallarta since being stranded there during the COVID lockdown. And fire officials say a fire near Franktown in Douglas County is now 100% contained. This is CPR News.